Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Georges Miranda. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Georges Miranda. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Allen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Runnels scores. Clinton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Gardner scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pagliarani moves to third. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Miranda covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Green reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew scores. Batty moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Arnold Early now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani bunts towards the mound. Stang juggles the ball. That's an error on Stang. Runnels moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clinton bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bressude hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Pagliarani scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early bunts towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressude moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Lee Stang. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to home to get power. Rollins moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Rollins. Martinez moves to third. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressuit. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.